Okay, here we go. Five short ideas. So, Parshas Baaloischa, Tavshin Pei. Our lunch being discussed with Roshem from Mordechai Yaakov, Yudah ben Rivka, Besosher, Chai Yisrael. Pasuk says, Paraches, Pasuk Gimel, quoted in the name of Yitzhak Vorka, quoted in Sefer Yisrael Chesor, the Alexander Rebbe, Vayaskin Aaron, Almul Pnei Amenoira, Helen, Erosek, Hashatziva, Hashem, as Moshe. And Aaron did like this. And Rashi famously says, Lahagid Shvachos, Aaron, Shalosh Shina, from the Medrash that Aaron didn't change. And all the storm says, what do you mean he didn't change? So the Rabbi Yitzchak Gevorka says, is that sometimes when you see people davening in public or in private, maybe they act differently. But shalosh shina means is that on the outside there was no shtus, there was no shtick. Everything was panemius, everything was inner, everything was real, it was insincere. It was if there'll be 1,000 people there or if there one person there, it was the same realness. Shalosh Shina means it was the same way he was being miyachin himself. He was connecting himself to the Bono Shom, whether there are 1,000 people there or one person there. It reminded me of an article in the Mishpacha magazine where they say by the Biyana Rebbe this year by the Lag Boimer, there weren't thousands of people jumping up and down, but you could see in the Rebbe's eyes when he was lighting that fire in Lag Boimer, it was as if it was the same way. It was as if there were 1,000,000,000 people there. Or it was insincere. And in a genuine way. And that means Vayas Kain, Aaron, Lahagit Shaloshin, he didn't change. Whether there were a lot of people there, or a lot, no one, everything was inner, it was sincere, it was a genuine avoida when he lit that menorah. The second idea that I saw in Shaloshin, but still not on the 1B, Shaloshin I saw from Meir Pramashlan, now the earlier Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, Meir Pramashlan says that even when Aaron HaKohen became Aaron HaKohen, it means that Shaloshin, even when he became the second in command, so to say, he never changed. He was still the Oiv Shalom, the Oiv Shalom. His position didn't define him. He still was one of the people and caring for people and loving people and pursuing that peace. And he didn't let the job get to its head. And that's what says Ramir Pramishlaner says, Shalosh Shina. So two ideas on Shalosh Shina. Number one, on the inner, and making sure that when we work in Avodas Hashem, it's not about the outer, it's not about the chiton, it's for other people to see, but it's for us to be sincere and genuine. Or number two, 1B, Ramir Pramishlaner says that he didn't change. Even though when he became the Kohen Gadol, he still was one of the people caring and loving, pursuing peace. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Chiddush Shearim, a very similar idea about Achdus and caring for other people. Ches Yates, from the Chiddush Shearim, the first Gei Rebbe, the grandfather of the Sfasem, Sfa'ednes, Alviyim, Sunim, La'aron, Levonu, Betoch, B'nei Yisrael, La'avos, Avodas, B'nei Yisrael, Ba'ol Amoy. So I'm going to give the Levim, we'll give it over to Aaron HaKohen, and they're going to work amongst Klal Yisrael to work with the Avoda of Klal Yisrael. Says the Chiddush Shem, what's that deeper idea? Mitoch b'nei Yisrael, within Klal Yisrael. Says the Chiddush Shem, Mikoichem shalavim, the kochos alavim, were mitoch b'nei Yisrael, were from Klal Yisrael, because they were caring for them, and they nurtured them, and when they were there for Klal Yisrael, they got their kochos from the kavod of the tzibor. Like Rabbi Udinsky always says, when it comes to give a shir, he feels different when there's people there. Yes, the zuchus ha-sibur, when it comes to give a shir, says the chiddush shir mitoch b'nei Yisrael means the koyachos of the levim come from Klal Yisrael, from the koyach ha-sibur. When you daven out with a minyan, even outside, you feel the koyach ha-sibur. This is actually the Baal Shem Tov says a few psukim later in Perek Tes Pasuk Ches by Pesach Sheni, they come to Moshe Rabbeinu and say, "Lamani Gor, why should we be left out?" So what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Vayomer Tes Ches Vayomer Aleihem Moshe Imdu Veshma Maya Yitzava Hashem Lachem. Let me go stand over there. What Hashem will command you, says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. What does it mean, command you? Imdu, rak im tamu tukulchem. When it's v'eshma ma'itzav Hashem lachem, mikoichachem. What's the word, extra word, lachem doing there? Ma'itzav Hashem. What a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the command. What's lachem? Because in the schutz of Klal Yisrael, in the schutz of these Jews who wanted to do more, of Laman Igaro, even though they had a good excuse, they were carrying the Tamei Mesia, whether it be the bones of Yosef Tzadik or someone else, they had a good excuse, but it was Mitoch, Mikocham, Lachem, Mikochachem, says the Baal Shem Tov. And the schutz of the Tzibah, the schutz of Klal Yisrael, they were zochet to be able to have, and they have the Kadosh Baruch Hu answer them. And I think that really goes well with this Chiddush Shearim. Mitoch B'nei Yisrael, but the Koyachos of Levim come from Klal Yisrael, the Baal Shem Tov says, Moshe Benov says, we're going to hear Kadosh Baruch Hu's word, Davka Lachem, because of you guys. The Koch of the Tzibur, the Koch of Achdus, the Koch of Klal Yisrael. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Knesset Yecheskel, the grandson of the Tiferet Shlomo Yecheskel of Radomsk. I think it's our second week in a row. Tes Yud Tes. The Pasuk says about they were Klal Yisrael, were traveling, La'arich Alana Al-Mishkan, Yom Imrabin, a lot of days. Shom of Venez, of Smanar Shem, below Yisrael. They would guard the Mishmar Hashem, and sometimes they wouldn't travel. Says the Knesset Yizcheskel, we know that Veshomru sometimes doesn't just mean guard, but Veshomru means to yearn, like Va'av Veshomru is a dover, by Yaakovina, by Yosef Tzadik, when Rashi says that he awaited to see whether Yosef's dreams would come true or not. Says the Knesset Yizcheskel, Veshomru v'nei Yisras es mismeresh Hashem, when a Jew does their best to yearn for and to anticipate and to care about the Rabbonu Shom, his Torah and his mitzvahs and his Klal Yisrael and his people in tefillah, to care about Klal Yisrael, to care about Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, then v'lo yisau, they'll be zocha to not have to be wandering around, and they'll be zocha to be nitzol mahagolos. Says the Radomska, the Knesset Hainu. So it's starchli yos benachinas noseahu begolos. You don't have to be that nomad, that wandering Jew. When a Jew is connected to the Rabbonu Shom, a Jew is connected spiritually in a real way, and you yearn for Shabbos, and you yearn for Torah, you yearn for Tefillah, you yearn for the Rabbonu Shom, then the Rabbonu Shom will take away all the galus that you don't have to worry about. And this taka reminded me of a Torah from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov tells us in the Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, Da Mayan Ma. Sorry to get confused there. Mishnah Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Da ma the malamcha. Know what's above you. Ayin roa v'ayin tamarish b'chom asagav sefer nechtavim. A watchful eye, a hearing ear, and all your actions are going to be written down. Says the Baal Shem Tov Kodesh by Goldberg and Rav Moshe Sfib, quote this all the time. Such a beautiful Torah. Says the Baal Shem Tov. Da ma the malamimcha. What goes on above mimcha comes from you. The way you act causes what's going to be up above. How the Rabbonu Shem is going to be havashkocha pratis. When you act in a good way, when you act in a sincere, in a genuine way, that has ramifications and up above in the way the Rabbonu Shem responds to you. That has ramifications and different results. It means if you have a good davening, the Rabbonu Shem does. You have a different day. And you have a different davening. You want to get angry at your kid and you hold back. The Shem of Nesel responds to Shem below. You saw. Then the Rabbonu Shem is going to make sure you're not going to get that angry email from that parent, from that boss, or from the garbage can that leaked or whatever. Says the Baal Shem Tov. Da mal mal mimcha. What goes above mimcha comes from you. Like the Zohar says, Suzu de tata, Suzu de la'ila. The way you act down here has an effect on upstairs. And that is exactly what the Chesed says. V'shami Yisrael, that's Mesh Hashem. And when you yearn for the Baruch Shem, then below Yisrael, you won't have to deal with the Gulf. Beautiful idea. And the Chesed and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Din number 4. Din number 4 comes from the Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz. Rabbi Goldberg, one of Rabbi Goldberg's from here, Boker Raton's one of his favorites farm. Such a beautiful idea. On Yud Chav Tes, the pasuk says, "Ayomer Moshe l'chover ben Ruah midyoni choisin Moshe." Moshe Ben is talking to Yisro. Knows the manachin al malchum Hashem mar Hashem also leitain lechem lechem. Tanami tavnulach ki Hashem diber tov al Yisro. Come with us to Eretz Yisrael. The Shbaruch is going to do good for us. Come with us. Says the Mechaim Avengers. What's this lashon of knows the manachin el malchum? El malchum seems to be a little extra. Says the Mechaim. No. Knows the manachin el malchum. You know hamalchum refers to their bonushom. Right, Hamalkim Racham Eschem, and Chamanot Son, you have to pay a Shivakol, you say Hamalkim, you say Hamalkim Racham Aleim, Yotzi Misor Lerocha, Baruch Hamalkim, Baruchu. Right, Hamalkim refers to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says there, Mechaim Avishnitz, Nois the Manachnu El Hamalkim, that the Jew's purpose and the Jew's goal in life is El Hamalkim, is to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nois the Manachnu, every one of our days, we're yearning to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, El Hamakom, to come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's exactly what the story goes from Rav Eli Lapian. Rav Eli Lapian used to say, it's quoted in the Sefer Sichos Pavodos Hashem, that every single morning, he would jump out of bed, and the same Moed Da'an, and they asked him, how is he able to do this? And he said, you know, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to take out a Shulchan Aruch after 120, he's going to ask me, no, let's go to the Shulchan Aruch. He's going to say, no, did you get up? And I want to be able to answer in the affirmative, at least the first one, Yiskabe Ka'ari, that I got that got up like a lion. And Rav Eli Lapian used to say, when I used to wake up in the morning, the Yetzer tells me to get up to stay, and whether it's cold to stay under, if it's warm, no, go a few more minutes. So he says, he tells the Yetzer, if you're up, I'm up. If you're up, I'm up. And that's exactly what the Irmei Chaimovich is saying. Noisim anachnu el amakum. Noisim anachnu el amakum doesn't just mean to Eretz Yisrael. Noisim anachnu el amakum means our whole tacha, says the Irmei Chaimovich, is to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam every single minute, every single day, every action. Every tefillah, every word, everything we do is the tachlis to come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Be able to make sure from the moment we wake up to the moment we go to bed, whatever it is, to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rav Shechter even quotes from Chovas HaLevavos, there's nothing in the middle. Everything is either a mitzvah or a veira. It's all about, is this going to help my avodas Hashem or is this not going to help my avodas Hashem? That's what a Jew's purpose in this world is. Find everything in your life and make sure that there's a purpose. How is this helping me in my avodas Hashem today? Beautiful idea from the Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz and from Rav Eli Lapian and Rav Shechter from Chovas HaLevavos. Moving on to idea number Five. Idea number five is a tefillah idea from Rav Meir of Apta, the Orla Shemayim. So what happens is that Miriam is stricken with saras. Yitzai Moshe Allah, Hashem Ha'ilim, Kel Narafon Allah, Moshe Bonu, Dal of Damon, Sur Bonu Shem, Kel Narafon Allah, says the Orla Shemayim of Meir of Apta. We know the Lord Lamor seems a little bit extra. Ve'yomer Moshe Hashem, Kel Narafon Allah. What does it have to say Lamor? Says Orla Shemayim. That we know, Chazal tells us that there are two ways to say saying or speak in the Torah. Amira and Dibor. Amira is a lashon raka, soft, gentle, and Dibor is strong and harsh. Says, Rebbeinu Shem Moshe Beinu Ma'ayid, Vaitzak Moshe El Hashem Lamor. Kadosh Baruch Hu, deal with Miriam in a raka way, in a lamordic way, in a soft, gentle, kind, caring way. Moshe Beinu was davening to the Morshom. Not just davening, but davening to be able to make sure that his sister was going to have a refuah with mamet, with kavod, a refuah, a soft refuah, and a quick refuah. And this is a story from the Netziv that I saw. The Netziv sometimes wouldn't give shir, and they asked him why he wouldn't give shir. So he says, you know, when I get to Ava Rabba, I dive into the Rebbeinu Shem. Sometimes I cry, sometimes I don't cry. And the days where I cry, I'm zoche to be able to give shir. The days that today I didn't cry, and I can't give shir. When a Jew davens in that tefillah of Rabbah, we just daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam that us and our kids and our grandkids and our friends and our family should be zoche to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to the Torah. That's what it's all about, and that's what every tefillah is all about. Becoming a little more genuine, a little more sincere. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing. He wasn't just davening. He was davening in a lamordic way that his sister should have refuah shlema. Even though she was talking about him, be able to make sure that he did it, that she had a refuah shlema in a lamordic way, in a lashon raka, in a soft, gentle way. A beautiful ma'aseh of the Netziv and tefillah. Of everything we do, be able to make sure to do it with passion and energy in our tefillah, especially now, having discussed, maybe some of us might be back in shul, but most of us, I think, we're with minyanim. The koich of davening, we can never appreciate that one yiskado, that one kaddish, that one baruchu, how special it is. Make sure to be able to not take tefillah for granted. So let's just review these five ideas. We said from the first idea, we said two ideas about Vayaskin and Shaloshina. What does it mean, Shaloshina? So the first idea comes to us from Rav Yitzchak of Vorka, according to Yismach. So Shaloshina means an outwardly, inwardly, he was the same person. Whether you have a million people there or one person there, he was the same sincere, genuine way, with the same panemius, with the same innerness. Right, kol kvira masvel chmel panima. Everything was about his inner feelings and his inner sincerity. And the Rameir Parmashlaner says, "We know what it means. Shaloshina means it means whether when he became the kohen gadol, he was still Aaron a kohen. Ovishlam rodishlam. He didn't get the job. Get to his head. He was still caring about other people." The second thing we said from the Chidush Sharim, what does it mean? Ches yutes mitoch bnei Yisrael, that the kochos of the levim came because of Klai Yisrael, because of the Jewish people. And that's what the Baal Shem Nevachodesh says a few pesukim later. Imdu veshma ma'itzav Hashem lachem. Or Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klai Yisrael, the lamani garal Jews, the Pesach sheni the Jews. Let's see what happens, what the Baruch Hashem says, Lachem, what's the word Lachem? Says the Baruch Hashem, the Vakarosh, Lachem, what is the Kodesh Baruch Hu to say? Because of you, Mikoich Hachem, because of you, because you went out of your way because of the Koyach HaTzibor, but they understand the Koyach HaTzibor, the Koyach of Achtus. The third idea is, Knesset, Yitzchakel, Shema Yisrael, Esma Samarish Hashem, Velo Yisrael, and Tess, Yotess, when a Jew yearns for their Baruch Hashem, and he does his best, he always comes close to their Baruch Hashem, then Velo Yisrael, they're going to have to deal with Golos, they're not going to do with anything. And that's what said from the Baruch Hashem, the Vakarosh, the Baruch Hashem, Yorzeh was just last week, a few weeks ago, on Shavuos. He says that in the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, it says, Da malam malam imcha. Whatever goes above happens from you. The way you act is the way Baruch Hashem is going to react. If we do it, we act Baruch Hashem in a good way, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will act mida with us. Be able to understand the more we yearn and search and seek the Baruch Hashem, the more he'll search and seek for us. The fourth idea was there for the Imre Chaim of Visionist. Noseh v'nachrim el amokum. Moshe Rabbeinu was begging Yisro to go with him to go to Eretz Yisrael. El amokum doesn't just refer to Eretz Yisrael. El amokum refers to the Ribbono Shel Olam, El Hamakom. Everything we do in a Jew's life is El Hamakom, to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what Rav Eliyahu Yan said when they get up in the morning. The Ribbono Shel Olam is going to say, after 120, let's open up a Shulchan Aruch, Yiskaber Kari. That's how I'm able to wake up with such fervor. Because he's going to open the Yiskaber Kari. At least I want to be able to answer that in the affirmative, that at least I did the first siman of Shulchan Aruch, that I woke up with a passion, that I woke up with a bren. And Rav Eliyahu Yan said, Takli Yitzhar always says, go back to sleep for a few minutes. He says, Yitzhar, if you're up, I'm up. And I saw in the storm, if you want to wake up a lion, you got to go to sleep like a lion too. You can't expect to sleep at 4 in the morning, get up at 6:30 or 7 to be able to learn. You have to also go to sleep like a lion. And number five, and finally, fifth and final idea, Mayor of Parmishlan says, Mayor of Apta says, Itak Moshe, Al Hashem, Kelnar, Lemor, Kelnar, what's Lemor? Because Lemor is a Lashon Raka. Amira is Lashon Hara Tatum, soft and in a gentle and sincere way. Moshe Rabbeinu is davening for his sister to be able to have refuah shleima in a gentle, in a caring, in a sincere way. And that was the ma'aseh of the Netziv, that he used to only give shir when he used to mamash begging his tefillahs that the Rabbeinu Shem should zoche, be zoche to help him understand the Torah and connect to the Torah. And now that we're I thought it was very apropos now that most of a Klal Yisrael to be able to go back to the davening, whether it be outside or inside, be able to never take advantage, never take for granted, to be able to davening. The davening with the tzibur, every word, every baruch, every kaddish, every amen, so special to the Rabbeinu Shem. Now, that's what we should be to take to these two ideas of the Shaloshina. The first idea of everything to work as much as we can, to be a panimistic Jew, not for other people to see, but for us to be real and sincere to ourselves, be able to make sure we stay the same no matter what our position is, to be able to make sure the koicha of achdus, the koicha of tzibur is always with us, to be able to understand, always search and seek the Rabbeinu Shem, and we'll see the Rabbeinu Shem back to us, and to understand everything we do is for the Rabbeinu Shem, everything we do is for Kadosh Baruch Hu. And finally, to understand the koicha of tefillah, the koicha of us, to be able to connect to the Rabbeinu Shem, the koicha of tzibur, the koicha of tefillah, every single word of tefillah to the Rabbeinu Shem is so precious. We zoch mitzvah to continue here, besides Torah, for Klai Yisrael, all over the world.